Mecum Auctions, the world's largest collector car auction company, returns to Indy with Dana Mecum's 37th Original Spring Classic, May 10th through the 18th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. 3,000 muscle cars, Corvettes, exotics, and more. Broadcast on Motor Trend TV and streaming live on Max. From avid collectors to those new to the Mecum experience, we welcome everyone. Register to bid now at Mecum.com.
Running for governor took to the debate stage with the Indiana Debate Commission, and it was terrible. And the Indiana Debate Commission should issue an apology to the candidates and to the viewers. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. There's nobody on that commission who should feel good about what happened. And if any member of that commission wants to call in, I will tell you directly. You want to meet one-on-one, I will tell you directly. You should be ashamed of what took place on that stage. The debate moderator is a man by the name of John Schwantes. In my life, I had never heard of John Schwantes. Just because I never heard of somebody doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean that they aren't capable. It doesn't mean that they aren't prepared. It doesn't mean that they don't have a skill set. Unless, of course, we're talking about John Schwantes. He hosts something called Indiana Lawmakers. It's a public affairs show. That does not make him a man capable of performing a debate. Because when you are a debate moderator, you do not get personally involved and you do not make yourself the story. And John Schwantes did both. It was the most unprofessional display I have seen since Candy Crowley moderating the debate between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama in 2012. It should be, in at least in this subject of debates, career ending. That's how despicable it was. I give you an example, and stay with me here. When it came to Mike Braun, Senator Mike Braun was not on the debate stage because he got called back for a vote in the Senate. When you're a senator, you get to take advantage of the opportunity that you're a senator, and you can get national media anytime, and you've got the name ID. It really does help in a run for something like governor, but you might get called away from something you want to be doing for your campaign because you have a job to do. That's what happened. It is not the job of the debate moderator to give the positions of the candidate who isn't there. It is the risk you run. You can mention that the senator was called away for a vote and therefore can't be with us. He referred to it as an important vote on foreign aid. Well, that's editorializing because the audience may not see it that way. The very concept of important can be seen a series of ways. You would say he was called away for a vote and is unable to be with us tonight. You can find out more at MikeBraun.com and leave it there. But to advocate, to state his positions, well, I know Mike Braun has said this in the past, that is not the role of the moderator. As Curtis Hill pointed out very well, for a guy not speaking for Mike Braun, you're doing a heck of a job of it. It was impossible to gauge who won the debate except for who dealt with this moderator the best, and that was Curtis Hill and Jamie Rittenour. They did the best job of saying to this moderator, what in the bloody world are you talking about? Which, of course, brings us to the popcorn moment. Let's go, let's go, let's go! It's a story you need to hear to believe, then grab your popcorn because there is more. The debate was already unprofessional. The rules of the debate, not known. You had Brad Chambers asking, well, wait, how do I do a rebuttal? You didn't know beforehand? Well, John Schwantes clearly didn't know. There was no control and saying, hey, you could trust me to do this right. He wanted to be folksy. Hey, I'm smarter than the room. Hey, look at me. I'm on TV. Top of the world, ma. Not a seriousness to the subject at hand. And then, of course, because, well, how could it not? The whole conversation turned to Trump. Well, of course it did, Tony. I mean, how could it not, dear Lord?
All right. We are going to give those arms another chance to flex. Not to the point you need Tommy John surgery or anything, but we're going to see if we can, again, rest the vocal cords and maybe go with this. So more rapid-fire questions, if we want to call them that. And we're going to, these all deal, this next section, with election integrity, which has been certainly a persistent issue nationwide. And in recent years, so we've seen that come to the fore many times. And the candidate who is likely to be at the top of Hoosiers' ballots on the Republican side, Donald Trump, certainly has weighed in quite a bit on the issue of what he sees as a lack of election integrity. So, show of hands, raise your hands if you are confident in the integrity of Indiana's elections.
Now, forgive the feedback right there that came from the recording. Election integrity does matter. But it was the mention of Trump that had you saying, okay, I know where this is going. Now, the only person who questioned the integrity was Jamie Rittenour. She gives a little bit of a response, and then John Schwantes, the moderator, continues to go down the ugliest road possible.
Try one more. Again, show of hands. A significant number of Republicans in Indiana, certainly, and elsewhere, agree with President Trump's claim that the 2020 election was stolen. Raise your hand if you agree that the election was stolen.
That question cannot be answered yes or no. That is not a yes or no question.
That's funny because I asked it as a yes or no question.
That's a guy who wants to get into a fight. Curtis Hill is saying that's not actually a yes or no question. And the moderator, John Schwantes, is like, well, you're clearly not smart enough to understand it.
That question cannot be answered yes or no. That is not a yes or no question.
That's funny because I asked it as a yes or no question.
Well, it involves facts that we
don't possess. Let me reframe it, counselor. Counselor, is Joe Biden the duly elected president of the United States?
Yes.
All right. Anybody disagree?
That is a leftist nonsense talking point that has no place in the election, in a debate whatsoever. None. Zero. Zero. Why is election integrity, how is the safety of an election? I don't actually mind that question. But this is about whether or not you're one of them MAGA folk. This is ugly.
Very good.
Wait, I just want to make a statement because I just think that's an unfair question. Let's just be very clear. What happened in the 2020 election that everybody should agree on is that it wasn't properly adjudicated. So they should have spent more time investigating that election, and it wasn't it was not investigated.
Next question.
So that's an unfair question.
Jamie Rittenour answers the question. He doesn't want to hear it. He doesn't want any part. You asked the question. You're mocking these candidates. I asked it as a yes or no question. And she answers because it takes a little bit more than a yes or no. And you don't want to hear it.
I think we know where you come down. No, listen, raise your, all right.
Anomalies in that election. I went to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning with President Trump winning and woke up in the morning and he was losing. There are anomalies that we can't understand, we don't know about, so we cannot answer that question.
I'll just say for a question that's impossible to answer, you just answered it. So next try again. Raise your hand. Well, you did. Raise your hand if you will recognize the results of the November election for president, regardless of the outcome.
He's picking a fight again with Curtis Hill. Will you recognize the results of the election? And as the candidate said, well, we don't know what's going to happen. What if something actually happens? These are nonsense questions. These are progressive MSNBC type questions that have no place in a debate. The failure from John Schwantes here is through the roof. He did a terrible job. These questions don't count and don't matter. Questions about LEAP, questions about taxes, questions about the border, questions about Indiana's growth, questions about education, all questions, not this. John Schwante should not think of himself as good or decent in this. What an absolute abject failure. And the Indiana Debate Commission should be ashamed of themselves. So we can be clear, I, who am clearly on the political right, should be asked to do the debate in the general, because there is no one in the state of Indiana who would bring it more to an honest place and ask the questions of both parties and me. Zero. I put myself up against anybody in the state of Indiana. And if you say to me, well, we would never take someone like you. We need someone from the NPR world. You just did that, and it was a debacle. You need serious people who want to get Hoosiers serious answers, not somebody who wants to be seen on TV and thought of as a real smart guy. Disgusting stuff.